This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee will look at how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population and reduce the crop damage they cause. The group is made up of state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. There's talk of setting up a hunting season. The committee is expected to make recommendations later next year. Kamala Harris's husband campaigns in Wisconsin this weekend. Doug Emhoff will speak at the Hmong Festival in Wausau and to a Democratic gathering in Stevens Point tomorrow. Vice President Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee after President Biden left the race on Sunday. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
A proposed new building in Milwaukee would be the tallest in Wisconsin. And as Stuart J. Waddles reports, it would be the biggest wooden building in the world.
A developer has been selected for the Marcus Performing Arts Center parking garage project. The $700 million effort could include up to 750 residential units, office and retail space, a hotel, and structured parking. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is praising the development, citing its potential to enhance the city's economic and urban landscape.
Stuart J. Waddles reporting. Wisconsin wildlife officials are offering $25 rebates to get people to buy new endangered resources license plates. The plates raise money for the Natural Heritage Conservation Program and efforts to protect and restore native plants and animals and state natural areas. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to prevent sudden hospital closures like the ones in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year. The bill requires large hospitals to notify federal agencies of a pending closure at least 3 months in advance. Baldwin is running for a third term against challenger Eric Hovde. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO Bull Falls Radio News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's an armed standoff in the village of Amherst. The person in the house on Mill Street is 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller. Miller is wanted for trying to kill a law enforcement officer on Tuesday. The Portage County Sheriff's Office was asked to assist in apprehending Jeffrey Miller around 6:30 last night. Five people were taken into custody, but Jeffrey Miller fled into the house and began shooting at police. Law enforcement will remain on the scene until Miller is taken into custody. Please avoid the area in Amherst. Some visitors go to EAA Air Venture to see military planes, watch the air shows, camp, and socialize with fellow aviation enthusiasts. Others, like Bill from North Carolina, come to learn.
I'm building a plane. I came up here to check out some of the forums and meet with some of the other builders, see exactly how they did certain aspects of their planes.
EAA continues through Sunday. One man is dead after a crash in the town of Ringle. It happened a little after 11 yesterday morning near the intersection of State Highway 29 and Silk Road. The identity of the 63-year-old man is not being reported until his family is notified. Westbound lanes were closed between County Highways Y and Q until almost 10 p.m. last night. There are 600,000 people in Oshkosh for EAA Air Venture this week, so there are some rules in effect. Two of the top five: be kind and thank the volunteers.
I volunteered after not being there for 14 years.
Mike Kearns is a volunteer after covering EAA as a TV photojournalist for 30 years. His advice?
It's about airplanes. It's about, you know, and pilots.
6,000 volunteers are happy to help. EAA ends Sunday. I'm Terry Barr.
The first forensic science facility is being built in north central Wisconsin. They broke ground in Marathon County this week on North Central Technical College's Wausau campus. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports Marathon County's Regional Forensic Science Center will be the eighth facility in the state to offer forensic autopsies. The new center will provide support to at least 28 counties in Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Celebrate Plover is today and tomorrow at Lake Pukawa Park. The party kicks off at 5 on Friday with a car cruise, a kids' fun run, and a run, walk, and roll 5K. The Ramble starts playing at 6, and the balloon flight is at 6:30. The balloon glow will happen around 8:30. Saturday is a full day of fun that starts at 9 a.m. with a volleyball tournament and craft vendors. music, and entertainment happens all day with fireworks at dusk. Drowning deaths number in the thousands each year. Experts say most drowning incidents are preventable with effective policies, education, and community action.
The biggest thing we want to make people aware of is that drowning doesn't look like you think it does. It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley with the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He said if you suspect someone is drowning, you have about 20 to 60 seconds before that person is going to be underwater.
The most important thing is to not become a victim yourself. It can be a really dangerous situation to put yourself in.
Madison Weber is a medevac EMT with Aspirus. She said calling 911 right away, throwing the person a flotation device, and keeping an eye on where they are will help emergency responders. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO Bull Falls Radio.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just three walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. There'll be a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home.
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's an expected huge blockbuster movie opening this weekend in theaters. Deadpool and Wolverine has been highly anticipated all summer and stars Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and Hugh Jackman once again as Wolverine. The film should clean up at the box office due to the popularity of the franchise, the studios behind it, Marvel and Disney, and the 81% on Rotten Tomatoes does not hurt either. There's something for comedy fans that opens this weekend too, The Fabulous Four. The movie stars Bette Midler, Susan Sarandon, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and Bruce Greenwood. The Fabulous Four is being called an uproarious comedy by the makers behind it. The plot sees three lifelong friends road trip to Florida to attend the wedding of another lifelong friend, Bette Midler. The film will have to rely heavily on the popularity of its actors and their track records, as it is not reviewing particularly well. Then again, if you like the genre, the comedy doesn't necessarily have to be uproarious. At 15%, you just hope it doesn't make you clinically depressed. Have fun at the movies. Sometimes you hear things that can't be true. Here's one of them. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard got married in Vegas to Paul Sorvino's widow, Dee Dee, after they met at the Hollywood Museum at an Abbott and Costello exhibit. All of that is true. People magazine reports that the mediocre at best actor gave credit to God for bringing him and Dee Dee together. There is no word yet if Schneider will resend all of his comments to People like he does most of his insane political tweets. Also, according to People magazine, Tom Brady and model Brooks Nader have been casually hooking up. They always break the big stories. People's inside source did not clarify if casually hooking up meant that when Brady gets together with Nader, he wears JCPenney activewear, or if he's rounding third and headed for home. To be fair, an additional source says that they are not dating, and yet a third source says appropriately, who cares? Another season of horrible television is in the books after the Kardashians' season 5 finale. In riveting fashion, they all learn their biological ages, with O.J. Simpson's daughter Khloe learning that despite being 39, a TV quack doctor hired to protect the brand informed the least popular sister her biological age is actually 28. Whatever the hell that means. Other Kardashians who fared well were mom Kris, who found out she's actually 6 years younger than her actual age of 68. Kim Kardashian's real age is 43, but her biological age is 34. No word on what any of their plastic surgery ages are. In other news from the season finale, Kim Kardashian joked that after watching The Crown, she can totally rule a country, saying she's learned so much from a TV show. She felt the same way about boating after watching Gilligan's Island. Kardashian says she's excited to enter the actress phase of her career, seeming to forget she did a few very low-budget independent films years ago that launched her career. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high 81 this afternoon. The wind will be from the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low of 59. Tomorrow, sunny, 85. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy, 85 with some thunderstorms late Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.